Attention all chuckle buffs and fun fanciers. It's time for the comedy wireless sensation Unnatural Acts. Tonight's riotous romp begins one evening at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Hardy, an average, likable, young, laterally mobile couple who give each other the freedom to pursue their own independent interests in a thoroughly modern go-ahead relationship.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, you still think of this as home, then? It's not just somewhere to call in for light refreshments between meetings.
The women's group is only once a week.
Oh, what was tonight's subject, then? Fun with home vasectomies?
I happen to believe it's good for women to join together and use their sisterhood and feminine consciousness to liberate themselves. Plus, tonight, Mandy showed me the cutest fondue set she picked up at the sales. Hey, why are you sitting in the dark?
The bulb went.
So why didn't you change it? I've shown you 100 times.
There wasn't any point in changing it. I'm just sitting here on my own. No need for lights, really. Nothing to look at. No wife, for example.
Oh, I get it. So that's why you're upset.
What?
It was in the meeting. You just don't like being left on your own. Poor Big Bear's all alone. While Bad Little Bear went out with the naughty girls. There, there, honey.
Kick the tickles.
But you like it when I lick you there. Jeremy, when was the last time you washed behind your ears?
What's that got to do with anything?
A lot. The body is a temple of the soul, and physical cleanliness is important to maintain the karmic integrity of your spiritual aura.
What on earth are you talking about?
I'm not sure. But it sounded great when Mrs. Noakes said it.
Who?
This totally interesting woman who addressed our meeting tonight, Mavis Noakes. She's a psychic medium. She's great. She can contact the spirit world.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, I believe her. After all, it's been proven that there's a human energy that lives on after brain death.
That would explain Paul.
Ha, ha, ha. Babes, your energy supply is exhausted by putting your slippers on.
Well, thanks. Well, maybe if I was more highly motivated, I'd get myself down to the mortuary and have a chat with some dead people. Frankly, kid, all these mediums are phonies. How any adult can believe that supernatural rubbish about ghosts and spirits is beyond me.
What was that?
God help us, it's a poltergeist!
Jeremy, get out from under the table and phone the police.
That's no good. The police are powerless against the forces of darkness. We need a priest.
It's a burglar, moron. I'll have to overpower him. Take the flowers out of that heavy vase.
He won't want the flowers. He'll be after the video.
No! I'll hit him with the vase. Oh, great. It's full of water and I'm soaked.
He's opening the door.
The debonair secret agent moves across the room with all the stealth and grace of a panther. Bugger.
Paul, is that you?
Kit, what are you doing here?
I live here. What about you?
Well, I thought you were out. All the lights were off.
It's not off, Paul. The bulb's gone.
Oh, hello, Jezza. Listen, you must turn it off at the switch then, or when you change it, you could get a nasty electric shock. You know, nearly all domestic accidents happen in the home.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul. Very considerate of you to break in and make a public safety announcement. Any more handy home hints?
Yeah. You should never leave your lights off in the evening. It encourages burglars.
You don't say.
Oh, no. I just, like, popped in to borrow your extension lead.
Look, turn that other light on. There, that's better. Paul, why are you wearing a black cat suit and balaclava? And how did you get down from the back door, from your flat?
Well, just sort of, abseil.
Paul, have you been watching your Man from U.N.C.L.E. videos again?
Oh! Well, yes.
You fancy yourself as a young Ilya Kuryakin, don't you?
No. He's the blonde one. I'm Napoleon Solo. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Will you knock it off? Look at the mess you've made of my window.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about the window. I didn't mean to break it, honestly. I was going to cut the pane out with a diamond-tipped glass cutter, but I haven't got one, so I have to use a brick.
Did you need the extension lead so desperately you had to break it?
Well, got a bit of a rush job on Jezza, you know, can't say too much about it at the moment. Let's just say that I've got to get the motor wired for a little blag I'm working on tomorrow. A lady friend of mine knows where to pick up some hot money, and I'm like the wheel man, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, that's right. It's Thursday, and you're driving your mom to the post office.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But I've got to hoover the back of the Cortina. It's full of pork scratchings.
You're obsessed with that car. You're always tinkering with it.
You've got to realise, Jeremy, that man and machine are harmoniously linked together in an inextricable symbiotic fusion.
Only in road accidents.
No, but it's true, that stuff. When my granny died, her favourite clock stopped at the exact same instant she passed away.
Really? Well, I suppose there might be something in it. I have to admit, actually, when my granny died, all the milk in her teas made suddenly curdled.
Hey, listen, that's nothing. Listen, listen. When my granny died, right, a huge portrait of her fell off the wall in the landing.
Really?
Yeah, fell on her head and killed her.
Yes, but did she know it was going to happen? I mean, did she foresee it?
I doubt it, otherwise she wouldn't have stood there.
No, Paul, what we're talking about is things like, in this article I was reading about identical twins. Apparently, they always know exactly what each other are doing, especially if they're Siamese twins.
Yeah, but what about this? A friend of mine, right, had this really weird dream, and she saw this giant poodle desperately swimming across this lake made out of maple syrup. And all the time, the dog was barking in a strange language, as though it was trying to warn her. And then, suddenly, the dog changed into a pretzel and burst into flames. And do you know what? The very next week, there was that earthquake in Mexico.
Yeah, right. Well, listen. I knew this guy once who had an uncanny ability to detect the presence of water under the ground.
Did he do it by dowsing?
No, it was something to do with manhole covers.
Speaking of inexplicable phenomenon, Caroline wasn't at the women's group tonight.
Must have put a damper on things.
Come to think of it, she hasn't been around for 3 days. Her curtains are closed as well. I think I'll phone her. I'm worried about her.
I've been worried about her ever since we've known her.
Hello, caller. I'm sorry I'm not here to take your call, but I'll be back sometime later. Unless you happen to be a burglar who's planning to check whether I'm in. In which case, I'm due to come home at any moment. And I'll have two friends who are really big trained killer policemen from the SAS with guns. Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you. Beep!
Hi, Caroline. This is Kit. I was just wondering if there wasn't something wrong with you. No. What I mean is... Oh, God, I hate these machines.
Me too. I never know what to say.
Yes, I get all tongue-tied and... Hey, hold on. Is that you, Caroline?
Yeah, I haven't really got an answering machine.
So why are you pretending to be one?
In case anyone wants to leave a message when I'm not in.
But you are in.
Good job, too, since I haven't got an answering machine.
Right. Listen, are you okay? I haven't seen you in 3 days.
That's strange. I haven't seen you for 3 days either. Mind you, the curtains are dead thick.
Caroline, is there something wrong?
Sort of, but I can't talk about it on the phone.
Really? Why not?
It's too complicated.
Well, basically, Caroline, just speak into the bit nearest to the wire and put the other end into your earlobe.
No, it's all right, Kit. I'm okay, really. But if you weren't thinking of coming over...
Sure. I'll be over right away.
Great. Can you pick me up something from the shops?
Of course. What?
23 pounds of chicken giblets.
That's odd. She's a vegetarian. I don't know, guys. Sounds like somebody shot the dots off her dice. I'm going up and check it out.
Well, wouldn't you know it? Trust the women folk to display that lovable scattiness in dramatizing the most trivial little incident as they react with predictable hysteria to life's little upsets. Bless their fluffy little heads. Meanwhile, the men keep their feet firmly on the ground and take a more level-headed view of all this foolish flapdoodle.
So, tell me, Jezza, how long have you been afraid of the dark?
I'm not afraid of the dark, Paul. I didn't really think you were a poltergeist. I was just confused by all that damn spiritless nonsense that Kit was whittering on about.
Ah, don't knock it. Don't knock it, Jezza. I myself am extremely interested in the arcane world of occult phenomena. That is why I wear this ancient mystical medallion, which has a strange supernatural story behind it.
I thought you got it out of a bubblegum machine.
No. That's my nightclub medallion. This one represents the Eye of Horus set in the nine-pointed star of Beelzebub. You see... I saw it advertised, right, in the back pages of Witches and Warlocks Weekly.
Witches and Warlocks Weekly?
Yeah, it happens to be a very serious academic journal which investigates paranormal occurrences.
Oh, yes, with serious academic articles entitled I Was Satan's Sex Slave. Photographs of naked women in goat masks dancing around bonfires.
Yeah, all right, well, they've got to expose the terrifying dangers of dabbling in the supernatural with no clothes on, haven't they? Anyway, right, I saw the medallion advertised, right, so I sent them a check. And do you know what? 28 days later, it turned up out of the blue in the post. Spooky, eh?
I'm flabbergasted, Paul.
Well, Jezza, as the bard said, there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than your Philofax ever dreamt of.
Yes, Paul, but the point is there may be some things which baffle science at the moment, but they'll turn out to have perfectly rational explanations. I mean, if you sat a medieval peasant in front of a television set, what would he think, eh?
Well, he'd recognise some of the jokes on the Benny Hill show, wouldn't he?
No. What I'm driving at is that a few hundred years ago, they'd have thought that electricity was the work of the devil.
Yeah.
Whereas now we know perfectly well that it's simply caused by the random explosion of electromagnetic gases colliding in the ozone layer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone knows that, don't they? But what about the ancient cosmic wisdom, eh? The lost knowledge that enabled the ancient druids to use Stonehenge to predict the tourist season? I mean, it's all part of a vast design, don't you see? It's no coincidence that if you extrapolate a line on the map from the Great Pyramids to Glastonbury Tor, it bisects the Bermuda Triangle, allowing for prevailing winds. And the Bermuda Triangle is, of course, the original site of the lost city of Atlantis, where the triangle was a sacred instrument. So it's hardly surprising that if you triangulate southwest, SW being the third most common letters in the Bible, you find that those mysterious lines on that plain in Peru, when seen from the air, form a giant prehistoric digital horoscope predicted by Nostradamus when he realised that the ley line energy...
Hi, Caroline. My God, what are you doing?
Answering the door.
I know that, but in the nude? Hey, what's with all the candles? Looks like you're holding a funeral.
Oh, I am.
Why didn't you tell me? I'm a woman. I can help. I know a really good tear-proof mascara.
I'm not crying.
Yes, but you must. The best way to handle a mega bummer like death is to let it out. No, not your stomach. Your grief.
Did you bring the chicken giblets?
Well, not exactly, but I did manage to get some chopped liver from the deli.
I suppose that'll do. I was only going to put it into the centre of the magic pentangle and set fire to it. Maybe I should wait till after I smear my naked body with fresh cockerel's blood.
I guess it's been a long time since I've been to a funeral.
Well, I think it's how Monty would have wanted it.
What was he, a psychopath?
Of course not. He was a gerbil.
Oh, right.
You remember Monty and Mabel? Monty's dead, and I wanted to give him a proper burial, only the vicar wouldn't do it.
Well, you should have taken him to the vet.
You can't have the vicar put down just because he wouldn't do Monty's funeral. Anyway, I've devised a little ceremony of my own. Come and have a look. He looks ever so peaceful. Much better than he ever did when he was alive. I built him his very own little coffin out of a toilet.
What really clinches it is when you find out that Tutankhamun's inside leg measurement is an exact proportion of the circumference of the Earth. But you can only tell that from thousands of feet in the air. So it proves that millions of years ago, vastly superior beings from another galaxy must have visited the Earth. But every now and again, these UFOs slip through this kind of time warp just to check on us. And that is why, whichever queue you're in at the post office, the other one always moves faster.
You know, I never knew that, but... Now you explain it, it all seems so obvious.
Hi, guys. Boy, talk about a spare room in the attic.
Well, so how is she? Is she upset or what?
Well, let me put it this way. Caroline's sitting in a darkened room, chatting in a strange tongue over the body of her pet gerbil, which is laid out on a homemade altar, surrounded by all its internal organs in a pickle jar. Yeah, I'd say she has a small problem.
Caroline's always been peculiar. What about that time she saw an Orson Welles sherry advert and thought the Martians had landed?
No, this is different. She can't come to terms with Monty's death. She's tormented by the loss of that gerbil.
Good riddance to the little bleeder, that's what I say.
Oh, how can you be so callous? That gerbil was the best friend Caroline ever had.
You don't believe all that gerbil propaganda, do you? It's a well-known fact that gerbils are congenital killers. They lull you into a false sense of security by pretending to be all cuddly. Then they get up in the middle of the night, squeeze through the bars and tear the heads off newborn babies and use them as pyjama cases. Not only that, the Russians have trained gerbil suicide squads to spearhead the attack when their tanks sweep into West Germany.
Paul, have you been reading Soldier of Fortune again?
Well, yeah, but I only do it for the crosswords.
Look, if Caroline really misses her gerbil that much, why don't you get Madame Crazy, the corpse fancier, to hold a, whatchamacallit, a seance for it?
That's That's not a bad idea. I think I will give her a call.
Oh, my God, what have I said?
Oh, great, it's ringing.
Hello, this is Mavis Noakes speaking. I'm sorry that I'm not here to answer your call in person, lovey, but let me assure you that I'm with you in the spirit. I sense that you're on the other end of the phone, am I correct? Yes, I thought so, lovey. And I'm getting the feeling that you want to give me a message, don't you? Yes, that's right. So please speak after the beeps.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Noakes. My name's Kit. I met you at the women's group. Do you remember me? I was the one with the Aaron sweater and the green aura. Anyway, I want you to hold a seance for a friend of mine. Could you call me back on 246-8007? Thanks. Rat, she wasn't in.
Oh, she's probably out shopping in the astral plane.
Hello?
This is Mavis Noakes here, lovey.
Gee, that was quick. Did you get my message on your answering machine?
No, no, I haven't been home. I just saw some numbers in my mind, so I dialed them. It is you, lovey, isn't it? Do you need me?
Why, yes. That's incredible. Listen, I've got a friend who's been, like, bereaved, and we want to arrange a seance for some time in the next few days.
Do our young friends know just what they're letting themselves in for? Are they plunging willy-nilly into the treacherous void that lies in wait for those who dabble in the black arts? Let us rejoin them as the fateful night arrives and they make meticulous preparations, surrounding themselves with potent talismans to protect themselves during their dark night of the soul.
Kit, why do we need all these twiglets? I thought this woman was going to contact the souls of the dead, not invite their stomachs back for a five-course meal.
I'm just being hospitable. I don't want a reputation as a bad hostess, even with dead people. Great, that's Paul. Hi, Paul, did you get the church candles and the incense?
Well, not exactly, but I got 3 angle-poised lamps and some deodorant.
Deodorant? Paul, what am I supposed to do with this? It's not even scented, and it's a roll-on.
What exactly does this old bird do then, eh?
Well, she's got the ability to get in touch with people who are no longer with us.
Oh, great. Maybe she can get in touch with Sandra for me.
Who was Sandra?
Oh, she worked on a checkout at Spa. God, I really used to fancy her.
Oh, how did she die?
She didn't die. She moved to Nottingham. I'm not into dead people. I'm not that desperate.
Look, Paul, you don't understand. This seance is a perfectly ordinary process whereby a bunch of grown adults sit around a table in the dark trying to talk to a dead gerbil.
Oh, that'll be Caroline. Be nice. She's very disturbed.
Sure, you're not kidding.
Jeremy, shut up. Caroline, come in. And let me just say that I think you're being very brave at this difficult time, coming out like this.
Not really. I'm wearing thermal underwear.
So I see. Must have been quite a job getting it over the rest of your clothes.
Not really. I always get dressed with my eyes shut just in case anyone's watching.
Right. Better safe than sorry.
So, when do we start?
Oh, it's the medium. I can see her waiting out on the porch.
What does she look like?
Yeah, small, medium, or large.
Don't mock the forces of the occult, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible things befall those who would tamper with the powers of the other side.
An old gypsy told my fortune at a school fete once, and she told me on no account travel to Portsmouth the next day. And I didn't, and nothing happened to me. And it only cost me £5 to find that out.
Yeah, yeah, wait a minute. Yeah. How much does the old trout get paid for this caper? I mean, is it by the hour or by the spoon? Or does it all come under invisible earnings?
If you can't take it seriously, you may as well leave now.
Yes, Heidi, hence unbeliever, or the demons shall smite thee.
Yeah, well, I was going anyway. I've got to go and loosen the front suspension on the Cortina so it makes a screechy noise going around corners.
It is the devil's work, friend.
Yeah, you can say that again. Well, good night all. God bless, and don't talk to any strange corpses, will you?
Paul, must you abseil out the window? We are on the ground floor.
I know, I'm only a beginner, aren't I? Bye.
Is someone going to let that woman in, or do we have to wait until she materialises?
Yeah, let's go. Get her in here. Let's start rapping with some stiffs.
Kit, please.
Oh, hello.
Good afternoon, lovies. Tell me, who will take part in the seance?
Oh, all of us. I'm not missing this. Once we've sorted out the rodent, I want to speak to Henry VIII and put him straight about what an asshole he was.
Kit, I thought we were trying to contact a close and beloved companion of Caroline's, not dial up historical figures and hand out abuse.
I cannot use my powers of psychic communication except for legitimate purposes.
Oh, this is legitimate. I want to speak to Shakespeare and suggest a few little cuts in Hamlet.
Honestly, we haven't even introduced ourselves. I'm Caroline, this is Kit and Jeremy, and this is Mabel.
Oh, my God, it's a rat!
No, it's Mabel. She's a gerbil.
Oh, I see her. I see her. And was Mabel the departed's beloved pet?
No, his girlfriend.
Hey, come on, dial up the first corpse and let's get cracking.
And what is the name of the person that I am seeking?
Monty! Hey, what are you going to do? Go through directory inquiries?
You do pets, don't you?
I have contacted pets before, lovey, but it's rather difficult. Once I made contact with a pet spaniel who'd gone under a 53 bus, but it required an exhausting spiritual effort and 23 packets of Bonio.
Oh, please try it. It means such a lot to me to know he's safe.
He is dead, Caroline. I mean, I think you're using the word safe in its broadest possible context.
Safely dead, then.
Very well. Join hands, hold the glass, and now concentrate.
Ooh, I've got to remember to tell William Wordsworth what a bunch of crap he is.
I'm making contact. Yes, I feel a presence. I believe I've reached the departed. Speak to us. Speak to us.
Hello, is that you, mein Führer? Long live the fatherland. How is Emma?
Who's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. All this talk of gerbils, I've got gerbils instead.
Well, get him off the line.
Sorry to disturb you, Mr. Goebbels.
No, wait, hold on to him. I'm going to give that guy a piece of my mind. He's
too late. It's too late. He's fading back into the ether. And now I see a strange, translucent cloud.
Just a sec. How do you expect me to write that fast? Can't you see I'm taking the minutes?
The cloud is drifting.
Wait, is this cloud a stratus cloud, a nimbus cloud, cumulus what?
The cloud is not of this world.
None of the above.
At the center of this cloud, I see a shimmering, ethereal light. Is the soul of Monty the gerbil.
Excuse me, about this light.
Monty the gerbil. Can you hear me, Monty? Can you hear me? Can you give us a sign?
Squeak to me, Monty.
Wait, there is something wrong. His soul is not at rest. He's one of... the undead.
Last. I thought we'd seen the last of the little bastards.
Someone has been dabbling in the black arts. This gerbil is in limbo.
Isn't that a kind of cheese?
His soul is in torment.
Oh, that'll be the cheese.
Oh, dear, I must have done the ceremony wrong.
What ceremony? Have you been so foolish as to tamper with the occult forces?
No, she's always been like that.
This is a little voodoo ceremony I found in the Observer Book of the Dead.
Don't you realise what you have done? His tortured soul will attempt to rejoin the material world by entering the unconscious body of another living being. Wait. He leaves the spirit world now. Someone is in grave danger at this very moment.
Ah, oh, there we go. Yeah. Oh, dear. Just as well I didn't bother to buy that expensive car jack from Halford's. These bricks and a bit of stick are just as good to support the 2.5-ton Cortina chassis. Right, I'll just crawl underneath and have a look at the old suspension. Oh, my God!
Oh, please stay. I didn't mean any harm.
I'm sorry. It's out of the question. I'm leaving. I can't be party to this sort of thing, you know. I'll have you know that I'm a serious parapsychologist. I've appeared at the London Palladium.
Oh, don't go yet. I've made some special theme snacks. We've got black cherry yogurt, little tiny black puddings on cocktail sticks, and some divine black licorice crucifix.
Too late. Good riddance to the old bat. That's what I say.
Oh, perhaps she's changed her mind.
I'll get it.
Hi, everyone, how's it going?
Oh, hello, Paul. Fixed the old banger already?
Yeah, and I was feeling a bit peckish, so I thought I'd see if you had something to eat. And not only that, I fancy a bit of exercise. Have you got some wheels so I could run round a bit? I've never run round. I've got some fancy. You can really say that. I've got a little sniff around the place. What?
My God, what's wrong with Paul?
What happened? He's become possessed by the soul of Monty. He's turned into a gerbil.
I saw that in the movie once with Michael Rennie.
Look out! It's going for Mabel, the dirty swine.
Oh, hello, Mabel. Fancy coming back to my cage for a cup of water? Would you like to come and look at my wood savings? What? How about a spin in my new wheel? Don't run away, you sexy little beast.
Well, leave Mabel alone.
Come on, don't play hard to get. I promise I'll respect you in the morning.
Behind that sideboard.
Okay, I'm stuck behind the sideboard. Wait for me, Mabel. I'm stuck.
Oh, Mabel's getting away. She's running into the kitchen.
Yeah, she's probably after a bit of food.
Is she hungry? Why didn't you tell me? I could have given her those leftover bits of cheese.
No, I used them in the mouse traps.
Mouse traps? Oh, no, Mabel.
So, it was all just a practical joke, huh, Paul? You didn't really turn into a gerbil after all.
Now, I heard all about that voodoo stuff through the window, so I thought I'd give you a bit of a scare. Luckily, the car just missed me, otherwise I'd be as dead as Monty. Oh, sorry, Caroline.
Oh, never mind. At least I've still got Mabel to comfort me.
Yeah, thank goodness she was only stunned by that mousetrap, eh?
Yes, luckily it was a special humane one I got from the Whole Foods shop.
Lesson. That's the last time I mess around with that supernatural mumbo-jumbo. Here, have another licorice crucifix.
Yes, I think we can all see how naive we've been. We won't be hoodwinked by a cheap charlatan like that in future.
Basically, I mean, all this codswallop about the afterlife, it's a load of old Niagara Falls, isn't it, really?
I'll get it.
Hello, I'm Mavis Noakes, the medium, and I've come to hold the seance.
But wait, if you're the medium, then
who was that person who was here before?
Oh, my God. Look at this. On the chair where she was sitting.
Fresh gerbil droppings!
You have been listening to Unnatural Acts, starring Jeremy Hardy, Kit Hollaback, Caroline Leddy and Paul B. Davis. The script was written by the cast with Steve Hunt and Pete Sinclair. The program was produced by David Tyler. And join us for our next episode, which starts with a hilarious misunderstanding when Gertie, the scatty chalet maid, turns out to be a mad axe murderer.